Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the RF Sports Show.
RF Sports Show.
Live and on
Deep In Radio.
Happy holidays from Deep In Media.
I got up this morning late again, rushing, trying to get to the station. Didn't have time to fix coffee or breakfast or even grab a lunch. And I jumped in my car and realized, I don't even have gas. I stopped by the Texaco in DeSoto on Hampton and Pleasant Run, walked in, and immediately thought, this can't be a gas station. And I was right. It was Maryland's Fine Foods. The friendly staff there was able to give me a fresh-made breakfast from scratch, also a gourmet box lunch, and not to mention a tank of gas, too. I got to work and had an awesome day, and then thought my family would love to have a break from fast food. So I went online to Maryland's Fine Foods and placed an order for my entire family. And you know what? When I got to DeSoto, it was hot and ready for me to pick up on my way in. Trust me, guys, you got to try Maryland's Fine Foods, located in DeSoto at Hampton Road and Pleasant Run. Give them a call at 972-274-1070. That's 972-274-1070. Or try them online at marylandsfinefoods.com.
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
The odds of a young girl being discovered by an industry insider while singing to herself pumping gas? 1 in 300 million. The odds of the daughter of a clergyman from Severn, Maryland spending 11 weeks at number one on the U.S. singles charts? 1 in 19 million. The odds of going on to win 6 Grammy Awards? 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of selling over 40 million records? 1 in 800,000. The odds of this musician and performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 110. I'm Joni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn the signs of autism at AutismSpeaks.org. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Breaking down sports.
On the breakdown.
And I'm just going to come out and say it, man. San Francisco is lousy. I'm sorry, man. They are terrible. I mean, if you're going to tell me that prior to this game, if I said this to you, DG, prior to this game, hey, man, Vernon Davis, he's going to catch one pass. Frank Gore, he's going to average about 2 yards a clip. You just thought, Cowboys win this one going away. Instead, they had to make up a 2-touchdown deficit, okay? They had to deal with an injury to their starting and controversial quarterback, Anthony Romo, and in a typical San Francisco 49er fashion, the cornerback covering Miles Austin falls down. And Austin takes off and goes 58 yards, I believe it was, and that changed everything.
What is this? Breakdown.
Cutting edge sports talk.
Heard only
on Deep In Radio.
DeepInMedia.net.
This is Media Networks.
DeepInMedia.net.
Call us right now.
214-699-1942.
Get interactive on the DeepIn Media Network.
RF Sports Show.
Talking sports from a fan's perspective.
This is
Media Network.
Rock and Roy Fisher giving you in-depth analysis of every Dallas Mavericks home game. This is
Deep In Radio.
Welcome everyone to Mavs Talk. I'm your host, Rock Fisher, here joined by Roy Fisher. We're going to get to him in just a second. The Mavericks win tonight, 98-89, getting the victory over the Phoenix Suns. and their former point guard, Steve Nash, was in attendance tonight, as well as Kim Kardashian and Khloe Kardashian as well. So the stars are out tonight. Michael Finley was here as well to watch the Mavs now extend 2-3-4, two back-to-back wins. Royce, let me bring you on real quick. You saw the Mavericks finally put together back-to-back good games.
You're absolutely right, Rodney. The Mavs came out tonight on fire. Everybody played well tonight. And for those of you that don't know, it was a milestone tonight. Tonight was Dirk Nowitzki's 1,000th game with the Mavericks. How about that? That's a lot to get to 1,000 games.
Yeah, Dirk Nowitzki tonight had his 1,000 career regular season game, his 975th start tonight. Against Phoenix, he's only the 98th player in NBA history to do this. So it's a big mark for Dirk. Now, last game we were at, he set the mark for 8,000 field goals made.
Right.
Now he sets the mark for 1,000 games played. Dirk is getting up there.
And you know, in this day and age, it's kind of hard to do with the same team, you know. He's to be here this whole time that he's been in the NBA. And he'll probably end up retiring a Mavs, right?
Yeah, we would only hope he does retire as a Mav, but he does have a few years left on his contract. Actually, 4 years left on the contract he signed last year. Let's jump into the actual game itself. Let's start with the first quarter. In that first quarter, Royce, what did you see, and how did the Mavs come out? What was their attitude when they came out tonight?
Well, the attitude was pretty good. Of course, now Delonte West hit the first shot for the Mavericks. This is his second time in a row hitting his first shot. And Delonte West played a real aggressive tonight. They started out slow. Of course, now the Suns jumped out to a 7-2 to run. But by the middle of the first quarter, the Mavs came back on an 8-0 run to tie the ball game up. And they scored 25 points in that first quarter. So both teams had 25 points. And they were both about even. I saw a lot of excitement coming out of Phoenix at first, but by the fourth quarter, most of that had died out.
Yeah, if you look at their first quarter as a whole, just looking at the stats from the first quarter, you're right. The Mavericks did come out looking like they were ready to play tonight. You saw a lot of play from the bench as well, and they started the game with Sean Marion, Dirk Nowitzki, Brendan Haywood, Delonte West, and Jason Kidd. They scored 25 points in that first quarter. And they tied with Phoenix. Phoenix scored 25 in the first quarter as well. But you saw Dirk try to get his shot together in the first quarter. Had 7 points the first quarter, 3-for-6, so he's very active on the offensive end. We also saw Lamar Odom, who had a great night tonight as well, had 15 points. We'll get into that, but in that first quarter, played 5 minutes and went 1-for-2 for 2 points. So he was off to a good start, but got into some early foul trouble along with Delonte West, who had 2 early fouls. They limited him for the rest of the game. But you saw the Mavericks come out, you know, kind of getting ready to go. They have 5 different ties in their first quarter, had 6 different lead changes. The Mavericks' biggest lead in that quarter was 4. The Suns' biggest lead was 5. And you could tell right then that, you know, one of these teams is going to come out with the win. The Phoenix Suns have struggled this season as well. Mavericks on paper look like a better team, although we've seen them kind of be up and down this season. But you can tell at least they came out ready to play.
And you're absolutely right, Rodney. And what I was glad to see was them get 10 points in the paint in the first quarter. And what was big was Brian Cardinal's 3-point, right at 3:22 mark, that lifted the team up, gave them the crowd went off the charts when he hit that. They were glad to see Brian in. And I thought they played very well the first quarter.
Yeah, Brian and also the rest of the players on the team had the crowd involved tonight. A sellout crowd here tonight as well, too. And this is actually makes this sellout the 404 consecutive regular season sellout for the Mavericks, going back to December 15, 2001. And, of course, they sold out 58 playoff games in this stretch as well, too. Let's go to the second quarter right before halftime. The Mavericks started to really build up a lead at that point. They scored 24 points in the second quarter. Phoenix only scored 16. They were able to keep Phoenix shooting down to 30.4%. The Mavericks didn't do that much better, shot 31%. But you started to see them kind of getting together, passing the ball around. Lamar Odom in that quarter had 7 points to lead all the scores for that quarter and was 3-for-4 for that quarter as well, too.
And their second unit, Rodney, started out the second quarter. You had Terry and Roddy Bubba starting at the guard position. But I thought they moved the ball very well. I'm glad to see that. Still, what I'm lacking on this team is fast break points. They're not getting out running. I don't know if they're saving that midway through the season, saving their legs. But they're kind of playing a half-court offense. And this second unit played very well. I saw Brian Cardner and Mahimi in. I hadn't seen that from Rick Carlisle. But I thought they played very well in that. They shot 43% in that quarter, right?
And then, of course, in that quarter also, you saw Jason Terry could play a lot of minutes, played 9 minutes in that quarter. He was 1-for-2 in that quarter also, but he had a big night and a three-point end of things. We'll get into that later on. We look at the stats. And also, we're going to be giving you guys some live audio from Coach Alvin Gentry, as well as Roddy Bubois. He talks about Lamar Odom's night tonight and also talks about the game as a whole and our things really finally coming together for the Mavs. When we get to halftime, their biggest lead for their first half was 10 points. But when we got to that third quarter, we saw more communication from the Mavs. They looked like a team that really had started to get some gelling together. I remember they started that quarter with Marion Kidd, Delonte West was back in, Brendan Haywood, and Dirk Nowitzki as well. And Roddy really electrified the crowd with that alley-oop dunk he had. That's going to be a sports center tonight. It has to be a top-10 play. That put them up 64-51.
And, you know, Rodney, I have to talk about the player Vince Carter. Vince Carter tonight showed me a young Vince Carter. He was diving for balls. His hustle play in this third quarter really kept the guys in the game. He got a lot of rebounds. He played great defense. And, you know, what I was shocked to see was Phoenix coming out with Grant Hill on Dirk Nowitzki tonight.
Yeah, well, Grant Hill is probably one of their best perimeter defenders, and Dirk played a lot around the perimeter tonight. He had 7 assists tonight, so he was able to pass the ball a lot. Every time they did double-team him, he was able to get the ball off on a pass. In that quarter as well, there was another play I really liked also, and that was that double behind-the-back pass. Terry threw it behind his back to Odom on a fast break. Odom immediately threw it behind his back to Brian Cardinal, who wasn't expecting it, let's be honest. But at the same, you saw the communication, the passing from this team really work out. They had over 30 assists as a team tonight.
And that's what I was talking about earlier. The ball movement was a lot better tonight than it had been the previous game. Nobody was selfish tonight. Everybody spread the ball around. Matter of fact, a lot of guys passed up shots tonight just to pass the ball. But Vince Carter in that third quarter, man, I mean, he looked like Vince Carter, Bo.
Yeah.
He was aggressive going to the basket. He was very aggressive on defense. And I thought he played an excellent game tonight. If we can get that out of Vince Carter night in, night out, we got a good guy coming out the bench.
And the Mavs ended their quarter very well also. They had the and-one by Jan Mahimi with the +1 right at the one-minute mark. But they closed out the game with, I think, the best play of the season so far. And that was a tip-out pass from Carter. Carter was going up trying to get that rebound. Some kind of way tipped it out to Jet Cherry, who had the hottest hand tonight for the Mavs. Hit that three-pointer at the buzzer of the third quarter to go up 77-76, making an 11-point lead. And the Mavericks didn't look back after that when they got to the fourth quarter.
And that's when the separation started. They started to pull away slowly. But I kind of saw Phoenix getting tired around that third and fourth quarter. You could tell, you know, a lot of these guys, been in the league 4, 5, 6 years, all the way up to 10 to 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not a lot of young guys on this team. They didn't do a lot of running. Grant Hill played a great game tonight. But I thought their legs started to get tired around that fourth quarter.
Yeah, and what was ironic about the fourth quarter as a whole is that Phoenix actually outscored the Mavs 23-21 in that fourth quarter. Marcin Gortat tonight had a big game, had 10 points in the fourth quarter for the Suns, and that's pretty much all they really had. And then you saw the Mavericks, again, distributing the ball, a lot better communication, passing the ball around, getting everyone involved. Everyone put points on the board tonight that played. That's big for the Mavericks. Their bench tonight actually outscored the Phoenix Suns bench 51-21, and in their 3 wins so far, Royce, their margin of points ahead of the other bench has been 27.3. So when the bench plays well, the Mavericks play well.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And rebounding has gotten better, too. Matter of fact, Brendan Haywood had a season high tonight in rebounds. And between the two big men that the Mavericks are playing, I see these guys playing better every week and every game. They're getting better. Bohemia has gotten more aggressive on the boards. I think now we got a competition at the center spot between Brendan Haywood and Mahimi.
Yeah, and it's going to be a combination of both of those guys, I believe. They had a good night tonight as well. And in that fourth quarter, Dirk continued to shoot the ball well. Jet Terry continued to shoot the ball from three. Well, he was 5-for-8 tonight. And the Mavs go on to get their third victory of the young season. Now they're 3-4. The Suns now 3-3. And they won the game 98-89, but there's a lot to really talk about the game when it comes to certain players like Lamar Odom, Vince Carter, you mentioned him, and also the milestone for Dirk playing in his 1,000th game as well. We got a lot more to get to. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we go inside the numbers and take you guys right inside to find out what really happened on the game tonight, who was shooting well, and also get you guys some live audio from Coach Rick Carlisle and Coach Alvin Gentry, and also Roddy Boubois will join us for a one-on-one interview later on in the show also. You're tuned in to Mavs Talk on deepinmedia.net, rfsportsradio.com.
You're tuned in to the Dallas Mavericks post-game show.
Rock and Roy Fisher giving you classic news with cutting-edge radio. Mavericks home game. This is
Deep In Radio.
Classic you with cutting-edge radio.
This is Deep In Radio.
www.deepinmedia.net.
Do you know what that is? That's the sound of your classmate forwarding a picture from your profile to everyone he knows. A college student downloading all your pictures to his hard drive. A teacher wondering what you were thinking. Some guys posting graphic comments about your body and what they do with it. Your neighbor printing out your latest pictures for his collection. A man spending some alone time with your picture while no one else is around. And worst of all, your dad seeing a photo of you topless, all because of the time you posted those pictures on your profile. Anything you post online, anyone can see. Family, friends, and even not-so-friendly people. So think before you post. For more information, visit www.cybertipline.com.
This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Justice, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and the Ad Council.
This is Deep In Radio, giving you cutting-edge talk.
Do you realize how many hundreds of thousands of people would have to be complicit to pull off a conspiracy of that nature?
Edinburgh has to make... They have to do something different, right. And they have to do something that they've never done before.
You
have to take that chance.
Onside kick it coming out.
Yeah, I mean something.
And just in the time that even Dirk Nowitzki was here, so much has happened with this team from 2006 and losing to the Heat in 4 straight games to one and done the year after that, and all the stuff that's happening in the playoffs. But they got it done this time.
And cutting edge music.
Let's go. Cause I'm feeling like I'm running and I'm feeling like I gotta get away, but I know that I know and I won't ever stop. Cause
I'ma buy cars, I'ma get clothes, I'ma rock jewels, I'ma long flows.
And back in the day, it's the only station
that gives you the best of both worlds.
This is Deep In Radio.
DeepInMedia.net.
They're playing back.
Hey, this is Rock Fisher with DeepInMedia.net, letting you guys know one thing that you need to know this holiday season is that the NBA is back. That's right, the NBA is back in action starting Christmas Day, December 25th. Make sure you tune in for pre- and post-game. We're going to take you guys inside the locker room for the Dallas Mavericks as they try to repeat their championship and give you interviews and updates from all the NBA stars from across the league. Do not miss it right here on deepinmedia.net as we take you guys to the NBA and NBA action.
They're playing basketball. They're playing basketball.
This is Deep In Media.
www.dbandmedia.net.
Hey, this is Roy, this is Dallas Mavericks, and you listen to Our Sport Radio.
This is the RF Sports Show.
Rock and Voice Fisher together, talking nothing but the hottest topics in sport.
Live in on radio.
Obviously, I'm disappointed. I just thought that, you know, our defense was good. Excuse me. We just did a terrible job on the boards. And, you know, it doesn't matter how good your defense is. If you're going to give up 20 offensive rebounds, you're probably going to get yourself in trouble. And the most disheartening thing probably is the fact that, you know, they got 20 offensive rebounds and they still shot 41%. And so we just, you know, we got to do a better job taking care of the boards. You know, we've made a big jump defensively, and we've improved tremendously. But got to take care of the rebounding part of it, and then, you know, we got to do a little bit better job on our turnovers. But we just, you know, I don't think you can ask Grant to do any, you know, with the size that Derek has over him. I don't think you can ask Grant to do a better job than he did. He made him take tough shots. But we just, you know, we've got to do a much better job on the boards. If we do a better job on the boards, we have an opportunity to win the game.
Talk about the benches tonight. Coming in, both teams have been scoring a lot of points, but tonight they beat you from the bench standpoint, 51 points.
Well, you know, I don't consider Jason Terry a bench player, you know, really. So that's a little bit distorted. But there are other guys that did a very good job. You know, Jason is going to do what he does every night. And, you know, he's going to give them 15 to 20 points, and that's who he is. But I think the other guys that came in, you know, obviously Lamar has been on championship teams and played off the bench. So he's, I mean, we're well aware of what he can do. And I thought Mahimi did a great job of giving them energy and keeping balls alive like that. So their bench plays really, you know, well. As a matter of fact, that's where the separation came, you know, with the second unit. Their second unit, I thought, did an outstanding job. And really, that's where the lead came, and it was hard for us to overcome.
Talk about the player, Gustav. Was he being played tonight? He had his 22 points tonight.
Well, he played well. You know, he played well. Steve did a good job of getting him the ball, I thought. And I thought we did a much better job of screening tonight. You know, we didn't play that poorly, except, I mean, the rebounding part of it is very discouraging, you know. We just got to do a better job with that, and then we got to do a better job of keeping guys in front of us for more than one dribble. But, you know, it is what it is, and, you know, it's hard to overcome a 20-point lead when you're playing on the road. You can't get yourself in that situation.
More turnovers than you've been making, too.
Yeah, it has, and they were, well, it was the you know, the turnovers were the ones that we talk about, the live turnovers, where we have no answer for it, because you're running back 3-on-2 or 2, you know, 2-on-1, and it's always an advantage, and because of that, you know, it's hard to get back and do anything about it. So, you know, those are the ones that you know, those hurt us too, but, you know, we got to be better. We got to be grittier. You know, we got to do a better job of securing the ball. You know, once again, we had a ton of very good defensive possessions, and they end up with the ball again. So we got to play another 24 seconds of defense. And, you know, eventually it gets to the point where that's a little bit discouraging.
You talked about a 20-point lead there. You guys actually clawed it.
And that was Coach Alvin Gentry tonight after a disappointing loss for his Phoenix Suns. Again, the Mavs win tonight 98-89 over the Phoenix Suns. Over Steve Nash. Let's get into some of the stats, Royce, and look behind the numbers as we take you guys to the final box sheet. Steve Nash tonight, speaking of him, the former Maverick, two-time MVP Steve Nash, was 6 for 12 tonight, 2 for 6 from the three-point line, had 15 points, but also had 12 assists. So did have a double-double, and you can expect that from Nash. Yeah, and Steve Nash is going to be Steve Nash. Any night of the week, he's going to give you 100%. But he was kind of quiet tonight. They made sure Steve Nash wasn't going to be the guy to beat him tonight. But what's surprising tonight, Rodney, was everybody on the Mavericks team scored tonight. That was so great. When they can spread the ball around and everybody can score. You want to give some of the scores off? Some of scoring that they had tonight.
Yeah,
we got 13 out of Sean Marion. Dirk is his normal self. He had 20 points. Brendan Haywood had 5. Delonte West had 6. And Jason Kidd only had 3 points tonight. Of course, now they didn't need Jason.
You know, one thing about Jason Kidd tonight, playing 27 minutes, he's been playing a lot of minutes, of course, had 3 points tonight. But Jason Kidd, who is the NBA's active leader in games played, appeared in his 1,274th regular season game contest on Wednesday, pulling him even with Terry Porter in 16th place.
And Terry Porter played a long time.
Even with Terry Porter, and he'll need 5 more games to pass A.C. Green, who has 1,278 in 15th place.
And A.C. Green played a lot of years with a lot of different teams. And he was a regular starter. I don't think AC missed a game ever, did he?
No, I don't think he did. I don't think he did. Now, you mentioned the Mavericks numbers as well. Sean Marion going 6-for-15 tonight was very active. Dirk Nowitzki shot the ball 17 times, made 7. Although he did put up 20 points tonight, had 6 rebounds. Brendan Haywood tonight only had 5 points, but had 12 rebounds.
Yeah.
Of those 12 rebounds, 5 were offensive rebounds. And I think that was the key factor.
And that was a season high for Haywood tonight.
Yeah, definitely was season high for Haywood and rebounds tonight. You also saw another stat I'm going to talk about is Lamar Odom having 15 points. His best game by far is the Maverick. He was 6-for-12, 1-for-4 from the three-point line. Also had 5 rebounds as well.
And that's a season high for him with the Mavericks, 15 points. I wonder if because the family was in the house.
Yeah, the family was here tonight. Not just his wife, but his sister-in-law, Kim Kardashian. And for those that are listening, it is real. It is real.
Yeah.
It is real.
But it was good to see them finally get some numbers out of Lamar. He looked a little more relaxed tonight. Maybe that workout or extra training that Carlisle's been giving, maybe it's starting to pay off.
Yeah, speaking of Coach Carlisle, he talked about Lamar tonight. He said he's doing more and more, doing better things. He said he likes the progress. He still wants him to get back in shape. Now, tonight he only played 22 minutes tonight, but he could tell he was getting tired. You know, he couldn't play the amount of minutes he wants him to play, so he's getting back in shape. Carlisle also talked about the rotation as well, too. So he's trying to get the right formula together. He wants to put shooters with drivers. And he had a little trouble once Delonte West got in the early foul trouble, wanted him to play more minutes. But said everybody's doing a good job also. He did get into also the passing that the Mavericks had tonight, who overall tonight they had 30 assists tonight, which is good for the Mavericks when they can spread the ball like that.
Yeah, it is good. My only concern with this team, Rodney, fast break points. They're not running. They're not getting out in the open court. Of course, now I know they're not as young as some teams, but that concerns me because when they made their runs for the championship, you saw them pushing the ball a lot. And I hadn't seen them push the ball much. I mean, we don't have J.J. Burrell to do that anymore. But you can tell Jason Kidd is not as fast as he used to be. He's not taking as many shots as he used to. He's settling for threes.
Yeah.
He's not driving to the basket. I remember when Jason Kidd last year were back and guys up playing with his back to the basket. I hadn't seen that out of him so far.
And I don't think you will. I don't think this season you're going to see a lot of fast breaks or Kid backing people down. Number one, Kid's a year older. The other part of it is the guys they have on their team are not young guys. And with the schedule the way it is, they're playing 5 games out of every 7 days, triple games back-to-back, having to go on the road, come back home. And I think with that in mind, you want to see a lot of fast breaks because they'll save a lot of energy tonight. Even Carlisle talked a little bit about that as well, too. He said he's making some progress, of course, with ball movement. He said the energy is getting progressively better, but he wants to be able to play 10 to 12 guys a night, you know, to give everyone the kind of rest that they really need.
Well, you think with Terry and Riley Bubai in there, that they would push the ball a lot. You know, I expect that out of young guys. Now, Jason Kidd, I don't expect it of, but that may come back and haunt them, Rodney. We know these young guys like to run. Miami likes to run. Oklahoma City loves to run. And is that going to bother the Mavs when they get to the playoffs?
I don't know.
Make it to the playoffs against some of these young teams?
You know, one of the things that I think with the way the team is made up right now, and Coach talked about this too, they are who they are. You know, they are who they are. And I thought the most interesting thing he said tonight in the press conference, he was excited the biggest play that really got him excited was the Vince Carter play at the end of the third quarter.
Right, right.
Tipping that ball at the Jet Terry. He went on to talk a lot about Carter. Said it was a huge play. He said he's really into it and he makes those type of plays. You know, for what we say about Vince Carter and how he looks like he's not interested at times, the last two games he's been really, really aggressive. And not just we're seeing it, but the coaching staff is seeing it too.
And so far you have to be excited about the play of Vince Carter. I balked at the trade when he came here. I complained. But we're getting some productivity out of him. And if he can stay healthy and come off the bench and keep doing what he's doing and show this excitement, I think he's playing for a contract right now.
Now, one of the things we always look at with the Mavericks, especially after the blowouts that they've suffered this season, is what have they done defensively. Coach talked about that tonight. He basically said that they have sustained the defense from last game, but they still got a lot of work to do. They're going to play better teams than the Phoenix Suns, so they still have to get that communication level down with defense. And it starts really with Lamar Odom. Had a good night tonight. Even Coach talked about, you know what, he had a good night stat-wise, but he has a lot of areas to improve. Number one, the guy's got to get in shape. Yeah. So they got to get in shape to get him acclimated with the defense, and they got to communicate better too.
And he did play 22 minutes tonight. He did put in 15 points. He was 6-12 from the field. And he was a little bit light on his feet tonight. He looked a lot more aggressive. I hope he continues to get better. We do need Lamar Odom. He's a veteran player, and he needs to get back in shape and to beat, because the bench is going to be very important to this team.
Yeah.
If they get deep into the playoffs.
Yeah, it's going to be very important for them. But I thought it was interesting to see the three games that they have won, their benches outscored teams by over 27 points. And that's huge for the Mavericks when they get that kind of production. Again, Lamar Odom with a great night tonight, 15 points tonight. You saw also Jason Terry, 18 points, was 5-for-8 from the three-point line, his best three-point performance so far this season. Terry continues to be clutch for the team from the three-point line. The best three-point shooter the Mavericks have had all season. He's done this pretty much every game, even in the losses that they've had. He is their sixth man. He's their go-to guy, and I think he's playing, of course, for a contract extension. But while he's playing so well, the Mavs might as well take advantage for it.
That's true, and I always looked at Terry as a starter. You know, I know he does come off the bench, but, you know, they have to continue to get numbers out of Terry every night. Him and Dirk seem to be on track to what they were last year. I'm just waiting on the rest of the team to catch up. Look like they're catching up pretty fast right now. And the Mavericks won a championship with a bench.
Yeah.
So this is a totally different bench now. And I think Carlisle is starting to look down the end of that bench now. And he's being confident about who he pulls off the bench to play. I even saw Brian Cardinal got his number called a lot tonight. And he played a very good game tonight, too.
Yeah, Cardinal played 5 minutes tonight, had 3 points in the game. You look at the Phoenix Suns, and their biggest score tonight was Marcin Gortat. 10-for-15 tonight with 22 points and 10 rebounds. Had a huge double-double for the Phoenix Suns. Grant Hill pouring in 14 points. Also, Steve Nash with his 15. And Jared Dudley with 10. Shannon Frye played 25 minutes, went 3-for-4. Only had 7 points, but had 10 rebounds. They got to get more out of him if they're going to do anything. But the turnover battle really killed the Phoenix Suns. You heard Alvin Gentry talk about that as well, too. They had 15 turnovers tonight. And he can't come back from a 21-point deficit having all those turnovers.
And that's because the Mavericks really hustled tonight. They really dove for loose balls. They tipped balls. They were very aggressive on the boards. They were very aggressive defensively. And I like what I saw tonight right now, this team.
Now, I did get a chance to catch up with Roddy Bubois tonight. He only had 4 points, played 9 minutes tonight, was 2-for-6, but had that monster dunk in the third quarter. You guys, I know you got to be seeing it on SportsCenter tonight. Caught up with him. We talked a little bit about Lamar Odom's night tonight and if the chemistry is finally coming together for the Mavericks.
We're here with Roddy Bubois. I think you guys get you guys second win. Now you got 2 wins. You're going to build from here. What do you guys have to do next?
Oh, yeah, I mean, we just need to keep getting better every game. I mean, we've been playing like better after every game, so we just need to keep trusting each other, keep playing together, and we'll get better every day.
Talk about that dunk he had in the third quarter, man. I think we're going to see that on SportsCenter tonight.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't see it, but yeah, it did a long time. So it was good to go get it. You know, J.K. know how to pass the ball, so it was good to go back to Dank because it's been a long time.
Tell me a little bit about Lamar. I mean, he's had his best game so far as a Maverick. Coach mentioned he's kind of getting his conditioning back in shape, getting in shape. How's he been practicing pretty hard with you guys, and how's he coming along with the team and everything?
Oh, yeah, I mean, he's doing a great job. I mean, he knows that he just needs to keep pushing on himself, but every time, every day, he's giving everything to just to get better, communicate with everybody, to know places, to know the place and everything. So, yeah, he's just doing a great job, and that's good.
Now you guys are starting to see more chemistry on the floor. Communication is a little bit better. You guys passing the ball. I think you had over 30 assists as a team tonight. How's the communication on the floor? Is it getting a lot better? Are you guys back to kind of playing more like a team? I know you got some new pieces, so.
Yeah, so for sure we need time because we got some new pieces. So you cannot be perfect right away. We need a little of time. It's still not perfect yet. We just need to keep getting better, but we're getting better.
And that was Ryder Bubois after tonight's win. Again, the Mavs win 98-89, going 3-for-4. We'll go take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk about that game tomorrow night against the San Antonio Spurs and also give you a wrap-up here live from the AAC. You're listening to Mavs Talk on deepinmedia.net, rfsportsradio.com.
You're listening to the RF Sports Show.
RF Sports Show.
Live and on
Deep End Radio.
Happy holidays from Deep End Media.
I got up this morning late again, rushing, trying to get to the station. Didn't have time to fix coffee or breakfast or even grab a lunch. And I jumped in my car and realized, I don't even have gas. I stopped by the Texaco in DeSoto on Hampton and Pleasant Run, walked in, and immediately thought, this can't be a gas station. And I was right. It was Maryland's Fine Foods. The friendly staff there was able to give me a fresh-made breakfast from scratch, also a gourmet box lunch, and not to mention a tank of gas, too. I got to work and had an awesome day, and then thought my family would love to have a break from fast food. So I went online to Maryland's Fine Foods and placed an order for my entire family. And you know what? When I got to DeSoto, it was hot and ready for me to pick up on my way in. Trust me, guys, you got to try Maryland's Fine Foods, located in DeSoto at Hampton Road and Pleasant Run. Give them a call at 972-274-1070. That's 972-274-1070. Or try them online at marylandsfinefoods.com.
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
The odds of a young girl being discovered by an industry insider while singing to herself pumping gas? 1 in 300 million. The odds of the daughter of a clergyman from Severn, Maryland spending 11 weeks at number one on the U.S. singles charts? 1 in 19 million. The odds of going on to win 6 Grammy Awards? 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of selling over 40 million records? 1 in 800,000. The odds of this musician and performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 110. I'm Joni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn the signs of autism at AutismSpeaks.org. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Breaking down sports.
On the breakdown.
I'm just going to come out and say it, man. San Francisco is lousy. I'm sorry, man. They are terrible. I mean, if you're going to tell me that prior to this game, if I said this to you, DG, prior to this game, hey, man, Vernon Davis, he's going to catch one pass. Frank Gore, he's going to average about 2 yards a clip. You just thought, Cowboys win this one going away. Instead, they had to make up a 2-touchdown deficit, okay? They had to deal with an injury to their starting and controversial quarterback.
Anthony Romo. And then in typical San Francisco 49er fashion, the cornerback covering Miles Austin
falls down.
And Austin takes off and goes 58 yards, I believe it was. And that changed everything.
Watch this. It's the breakdown.
Cutting edge sports talk.
Heard only
on Deep End Radio.
This is Media Networks.
DeepInMedia.net.
Call us right now.
214-699-1942.
Get interactive on the Deep End Media Network.
RF Sports Show.
Talking sports from a fan's perspective.
This is
Media Network.
Roy Fisher giving you in-depth analysis of every Dallas Mavericks home game.
Deep End Radio.
Welcome everyone back to Mavs Talk here live from the AAC, where the Mavericks get the win tonight 98-89 over the Phoenix Suns. They travel down the road to San Antonio tomorrow to take on the Spurs, a different Spurs team without Ginobili, but a Spurs team nonetheless, and we know the epic battles that Dirk has had with the Spurs and the Mavericks team as a whole, too.
Yeah, I call this the I-35 robbery. Of course, now, you know, San Antonio will be ready to play, but without Ginobili, this has been game 7, the 5th home game. Right now, we have 59 more games to go, and let's go Mavs.
Yeah, the Mavs are going to have their hands full tomorrow night. Of course, they'll deal with Tim Duncan, but I really want to see the matchup with DeJuan Blair. I mean, the way he's been playing in the paint lately, the Mavericks have struggled with big guys down low. You saw Martin Gortat tonight get 22 points. What do they have to do to kind of control him? You see him better play from the center position with Haywood and Mahimi on the rebounding level, but they got to get really good defensively down low.
Well, actually, the Mavs are going to have to give them a dose to Haywood and Mahimi. It's going to take both of those guys to wrap this guy up. Of course, now they have to play big tomorrow. San Antonio has always been a problem for the Dallas Mavericks, but lately the Dallas has had their number, but we see now these are two different teams now, right?
Yeah, much different teams, but they do play tomorrow night in San Antonio. We'll be having our post-game show tomorrow night as well for the Mavericks road game, and we'll be back at the AAC on Saturday night for the Mavs versus the New Orleans Hornets, a new Hornets team, of course, without Chris Paul. Well, a Hornets team nonetheless, the NBA team. You got to play who's on your schedule.
That's true.
And the Mavericks have a good chance right now, Royce, to come back in this arena tied at 4-4 on the season with a chance to finally have a winning record when they play in this arena next this coming Saturday. Do you think they come back 4-4 with a chance to be 5-4?
And I think so. And these games that you have to win, the New Orleans and San Antonio and the Charlotte, and all these games, you want to win these games now, trust me, because you want to, these games can count for you in home field advantage when you go to the playoffs, you know, and this is a depleted New Orleans team. I expect the Mavericks to win Saturday and tomorrow night.
Yeah, I expect them to win too as well. The way they've been playing, the way the chemistry's coming together, the games are getting better and better. We saw them get better last time. Now they finally get a really good win against Oklahoma City, and now they got a good win against Phoenix Suns and a team that's kind of always been right there battling with them back and forth. We don't know what Nash could give you any given night, and they were able to get the win tonight and actually had a 21-point lead in the process.
And that win against Oklahoma was really, really big because I thought Oklahoma was going to sweep them, and that pulled a lot for the Mavs. Because I think Oklahoma came here a little cocky, Rodney, and the Mavs put them back in their place. But you're absolutely right. On any given day, anybody can beat anybody. But these are the kind of games that the Mavs must win, should win, and I'm counting on them to win. So I look for them to be 4-4 when they come back here.
And that's going to wrap up our show here live from the American Airlines Center. The Mavericks get the win tonight now, going 3-4 on the season. Still a long season left to go, and you can tune in right here at deepinmedia.net or rfsportsradio.com and get all your Mavericks update and also Mavs Talk postgame show, which will be live again tomorrow night after the Spurs game and Saturday here from the AAC. For Rock and Royce, we want to thank you guys for joining us tonight. We'll see you guys tomorrow night for more Mavs Talk.
To the Dallas Mavericks postgame show.
Rock and Royce Fisher giving you in-depth analysis of every Dallas Mavericks home game. This is